Hi, welcome to my Pangolin Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to share knowledge and spread awareness of the extremely endangered pangolin. Hopefully by the end of this podcast, I will have intrigued you enough that you donate money to pangolin support groups or spread word about pangolins. The biggest issue with the pangolin is the lack of publicity they have. Very few people are aware of the amount of pangolins being killed each day, and very few people even know what a pangolin is. So I'm here to help. Pangolins can be described as scaly anteaters whose bodies are covered in sharp, leaf-like scales. They have an earthy brown exterior color, a long tail, and long claws. They also have long snouts with no teeth and have extra long tongues. These features are adaptations the pangolins have acquired over their existence. The scales help protect them from predators. These scales are made up of hairs that have been fused together, making them extra strong and durable. Their brown color helps pangolins blend in with their various environments in which they live. Another important adaptation the pangolins possess is their ability to curl into a ball when they feel threatened or attacked. Pangolins' long tails are used to stabilize and balance themselves as they usually walk on their back legs. Their small eyes with thick eyelids are another significant adaptation. Because they have a very good sense of smell, good eyesight is not necessary. Therefore, pangolins have small eyes with tough eyelids that protect them from the bites of insects they are consuming. The ancestors of the pangolin are not too specific, but scientists have found that based off of anatomy, pangolins are thought to be close kin of xenarthrans. Meanwhile, DNA tests have found pangolins to be close relatives of carnivorans. Pangolins occupy a variety of habitats including tropical and flooded forests, thick brush, cleared areas, and savanna grasslands. They will occur where large numbers of ants and termites are found. Species of pangolins range from Africa to Asia. There are 4 species throughout Asia and 4 throughout Africa. The abundance of pangolin is shrinking rapidly as about 300 pangolins are poached every day. This makes it the most illegally trafficked mammal in the world. Pangolins play an important role in the ecosystem as they control pests and improve soil quality. In fact, pangolins can even be considered a keystone species, which means that it is even more crucial to save them. With their small eyes and tough eyelids, they are able to eat any and all sorts of insects, or pests. Pangolins act as natural exterminators, so, without them, pests and insects would overpopulate any area. Even though this may not seem too bad, high insect populations could be detrimental and may throw off the balance of the ecosystem. Without pangolins, the soil quality would also diminish as there would be no animal aerating the soil. In its habitat, pangolins don't really pose a threat. Pangolins are carnivorous secondary consumers as they eat a diet of small insects including ants, termites, flies, worms, and crickets. However, the pangolin has many predators, which includes larger carnivorous animals such as leopards, tigers, and hyenas. The pangolin has many symbiotic relationships, including a commensalistic one with vegetation. When burrowing into the ground, the pangolin aerates the soil, which increases plant germination. This benefits the plants, but doesn't benefit the pangolin directly. The pangolin also has a predation relationship with its prey and diet of insects. It is especially important to save the pangolin because pangolins are case strategists, as they only give birth to one offspring at a time. This means that their population will take a very long time to build back up. Pangolins can reach sexual maturity at 2 years of age, and most pangolins give birth to only one offspring. The gestation period ranges from 65 to 139 days, depending on the species. Pangolins are extremely endangered. This is due to illegal exploitation of these animals for the Asian restaurant trade. Tens of thousands of pangolins are being taken from the wild and eaten. Poaching for illegal wildlife trade and habitat loss have also made these animals one of the most endangered groups of mammals in the world. All species of pangolin are sites listed, which means that any and all trade of them is completely illegal. The pangolin is so endangered that no one knows how many of them are left in the wild. The pangolin plays too important of a role in its ecosystem to be killed. Pangolins are vital in controlling pest populations and also improving soil quality. Pest control isn't just vital for the ecosystem, but also to humans. Without pangolins, harmful insects such as termites can invade human-used land and can destroy anything made from wood. It is unclear how climate change has affected the pangolin, yet researchers consider that it might have led to the pangolins retreating to higher altitudes. However, researchers concluded that humans have had the biggest impact on pangolin, as species in China have lost half their habitat in recent decades due to humans moving in to hunt them for meat and scales. So, what can be done to prevent the pangolins from the decline? making stronger laws and penalties for illegal poaching, amping up enforcement efforts, and increased public awareness will all help the pangolin. Enforcement efforts must be amped up in order to be an efficient deterrent to pangolin poachers. Increasing the skills and resources for rangers and wildlife authorities will also help crack down on illegal trade. The lack of public awareness of the pangolin problem is an issue because without publicity, pangolin protection services will lack the resources and capacity they need to prevent poaching. Government and local communities need to be made fully aware of the pangolin problem and also the benefits of pangolin conservation so they can become involved. The illegal wildlife trade is a global issue that can only be stopped with global efforts, so awareness needs to be spread. Now, let's talk about what you can do. First off, don't eat pangolin and don't buy any pangolin products. Secondly, spread awareness. Whether it's just to your friend or your local government official, spread the word. Lastly, donations can be vital to protecting pangolins because the more money causes can acquire, the more can be done. Positive actions have already taken place to help save the pangolin. In 2016, a global trade ban was placed on pangolins. Also, there are dozens of environmental and pangolin conservation groups that are saving pangolins. For example, environmental protection programs in China have had positive impacts on pangolin populations. Illegal poaching has been dropping ever since several environmental protection programs were launched in the late 1980s, such as the Natural Forest Protection Program and the PRC Law on the Protection of Wildlife. The best thing a human can do to help the species survive is by spreading the word. This crisis will only be absolved when everyone is working together to stop it. I believe that the future of this animal is positive. More and more groups are being made to help the pangolin. When the whole world becomes aware of the species, they will take action and will help preserve it. The pangolin sparked my interest because of its defenselessness against humans, which makes it truly unfair how humans have killed off so many of these animals. These poor animals are being killed, and yet no one in the world seems to know. That is why I feel obligated to spread awareness and to save this unique animal. Throughout environmental studies, we have learned how humans have impacted the Earth, and here, humans have had the biggest impact on pangolins. The pangolin crisis is a clear example of how humans are again irresponsibly overstepping their boundaries on Earth. As humans, we all need to work together to save the pangolin and other endangered species. Thank you.